Hey, welcome to Stand By with JJ and Francisco.
I'm Francisco. I was going to say I'm JJ.
Were you? You can be JJ today if you want. All right.
But yeah, today we talk about traveling and how you like it one way and I like it the better way.
Well, that traveling, not sex.
Yes, but, yes.
It's up for debate, traveling. Yeah. And then and Francisco's got a new short film out on HBO Max, so we had to kick off with Jen.
And talk about it. Watch it. Zoo Animals. But yeah, listen up and let's go.
Here we go. You had a good week, man?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, yeah, it was a busy week.
Yeah, I've been, busy as we can be.
We're busy in my house, yeah. Trying to pretend to be busy.
Trying to make yourself busy. Yeah, if you can like, consider binge-watching a show, like, I've got time to fit it into my schedule now.
The Queen's Gambit.
I've watched the first episode of it. Very good.
It's actually
very entertaining.
The most watched show on Netflix of limited release.
Did you know that's happening with everything? Anything that comes out is a little bit good, everybody's going crazy. Like, crazy. This is the greatest thing ever. And it's like, okay.
Well, that's pretty much everything, you know, with food or you know, like coconut water and shit.
Oh God, coconut water. That's
remember
true
that?
Like, I do remember that.
Or
oh,
Poke.
So good for you.
Poke became big.
Oh, isn't Poke still big?
No, it's not big anymore.
All right.
No, nobody
does I must
Poke.
Have missed that. I missed that food trend.
Sorry, bro.
Oh, really?
Poke so 2017.
Oh, I'm all about the Poke. I love it. I love the Poke. I tell you what I saw on the TV screen.
Yeah.
Can we call it that?
No, I mean, there's no a screen. Yes.
There's a little
Oh, that's right.
there's a little short film on HBO Max. Starring he's recognizable. I can't feel like I recognize. He looks so distinctly different with
this. This is where the editing, you see this. The thing popped up right here. You're saying that, you know, popped up.
Everybody right click on it. Francisco's got a new short film on HBO Max. It's hilarious, man. Really
Thank
funny.
You.
It's 7 minutes long, so yeah, do click on the thing that Francisco was just pointing at.
Do
that. Check it out. 7 minutes. I gotta say, man, fantastic, fantastic premise. I was laughing, and then Brian and I, we the button at the end is really funny as well.
It's funny. It's hard because it's hard to talk about a short because if you talk about it, you say what it is.
So
it's like, hey, it's like, tell me about it. It's like, well, watch it. Because it's seven fucking minutes.
Yeah, 30 seconds. I can explain the whole thing to you and read it. But
no, it's like, I mean, the premise is like, it's a guy that goes to, is dating a girl and goes to her house and then.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
And
you're
that's it.
It.
That's it. He meets.
That's all you need
all
to
you
know,
need to know
for
know.
Now. Yeah. And it was fantastic. And I noticed a lot of the names in the cast, so I'm really curious. I'm curious about a whole bunch of things.
All right.
But let's start off with a cast of your little short film. There's some recognizable. You insourced it. Didn't
yes.
You?
I mean, that's if it's a lot of it was it's a short. So like this basically was me and my writing partner Steve Ladin. We're the ones who put up the money.
Right.
So obviously, like you want to save as much as you can. So. We did it. My sister helped me out a lot because she put her house up, you know, to shoot. And then also she helped me with it.
Here's the answer that I think I'm really going to enjoy is, and who played the nanny?
My sister's nanny helped her.
So is that was the nanny's debut acting job?
Yeah, what's funny is like
she crushes it.
And, my girlfriend also helped out on the short, but, what's funny is like when it came out, she was like, "It's like the nanny's name is Margarita," and she was like,
"Right,"
and she was like, "Wow, like Margarita's on HBO, and I'm not," and she's an actress, so she's like, "What the fuck?" But I was like, "No, like so," and then I had my nephews in it too, when he was a baby, and then the girl who's acting with me is a friend of mine. Her name is Jade Cartapreta, and she's a comic that we started together at the comedy store. So obviously, it was. it's, I mean, because that's what we do, you know, in terms of writing a short or writing sketches yeah. when we put people in. But yeah, it was great to be able to have an idea and to execute it. You know, I think exactly. that's the most important.
Yeah, because this only gives me follow up questions. I enjoy passing these questions on because these are questions that I get when I put something out as well.
Yeah.
All right, you always get those questions of like, everybody prioritizes the writing, which is fantastic. Yeah. But there's so much more that needs to be done beyond that because yeah. you guys created this film and like it existed before it was on HBO. Like HBO Max didn't come to you and make something yeah. for us.
I wish that was like, I'm not Adam Sandler. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, we're gonna give you a contract of 5 shorts. You just gotta produce yeah. one every year. Oh yeah, wow,
how cool!
That'd be the fucking goal.
That's that level. But at this level, you created this a couple years ago, and then it's not even necessarily shopping it around, is it? But you did festivals and stuff,
yes.
right?
Yes. Well, and that's the whole thing. It's like, I think that's why it's like doing stuff at the end of the day when people ask you, like, you gotta do stuff because you want to do it. Not for the yeah. end result of like I never yeah. thought it was gonna be on HBO. That's awesome.
A financial gain is a happy bonus.
Yeah, or even like, or sometimes people like they want to do something to be viral. It's like just right. do it because you want to do right. it. If it goes viral, that's great. But it's not in. But yeah. that wasn't the end result.
Those are great when you get those casting calls or whatever, and yeah. they go, or even when you get an email from a fan or something, or even. From contemporaries, we're like, why don't you do something viral?
Yes,
why
nuts. Don't you? Yeah.
It's like
Which
when they
is
go,
like, that's not even like possible. You don't yeah, have a, like whatever goes viral is a baby with playing with a cat. Yeah. Like how the fuck, like
yeah, you don't get to choose.
You don't need to choose, and also I don't want to be viral. Like I want to have a successful career.
That's true too. A lot of people go viral for the wrong reasons. Yes. So it's remarkable when they brag about it. When you meet someone, go, well, I had a video go viral
yeah.
last year.
Like that's
like, a credit. Yeah, it was you yelling racist remarks at a person in a cafe. Why are you like? Well, it got me 30,000 yeah, followers.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you
yeah
know,
they're all
like,
racist. Those followers yeah. are racist.
Yeah, they're either racist or they're people who want to hate
yeah,
follow
yeah.
you. And, you know,
yeah,
numbers count.
But what you said, yeah, like, the whole point of doing the short was like, hey, we came up with something that was funny that we wanted to do it, and then to submit it to festivals. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This was done. It got done in 2000. I think we finished the final product, like late 2018, and then we started submitting to festivals.
Yeah.
And it got into the... it's called NALIP, which is National Association of Latino Independent Producers. And then
right.
got into the JFL festival.
Cool.
You know, as well at Vancouver. In Vancouver, it went there.
Wow. So you're like, yeah, he did the rounds.
So we did the rounds and we did it. And like,
because the cool thing is, this was before HBO Max existed.
Existed. It wasn't even
so your
like
film,
a film.
Yeah. Because I like the idea that, you know what, somewhere out there was an HBO executive who saw your short film and went, we need to create
yeah,
a medium.
Right.
So that we can help get Francisco's movie out there, and then they went and created HBO Max
for Zoo Animals.
Yes, that's
they're
how
like,
it
and
works.
Then and then like, hey, we can also add the Fresh Prince reunion here and Friends, which is gonna make us money.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this short,
we might as well give them a chance.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, fantastic, man.
But
I
yeah, so he got lucky that he got because yeah, when we started talking to HBO, and then you know finally got sold and. Yeah, I mean, I just thought I was like, well, I guess it's going to air on HBO on demand or like in a channel,
right.
you know, like at 3 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, some digital
yeah.
extension of it or something.
But the fact that now there's a streaming, you know, like Netflix where you can just like literally just, you know, search for it and find it and right away, which is great.
Yeah, so everybody check it out. Zoo Animals.
Zoo Animals on HBO Max.
And it's well worth your 7 minutes.
Yes, I mean
7
you can
minutes.
Literally like take a shit and watch it. You know what I mean?
if that isn't a selling point, I don't know what. In fact, that's the best selling point of anybody pushing a short. Hey, hey, do you have to shit today? Well, have we got the perfect. Perfect.
Because
unless you're constipated, this is the perfectly
because
timed
a good shit takes
way.
7 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that the fact? Is that?
I think the average.
Did you guys consider that before you made the film?
That was the thing.
Did you have
that
a
main
you
know, point?
What are we aiming for? We want
a good shit in.
What's a good toilet seat time?
Short. Yeah. 7 minutes.
7 minutes. That's what we're.
That's true.
Yeah. What else can you do? So
it's enough to watch something and be like, all right, cool. And then flush the toilet.
Yeah, man. It was, yeah, very entertaining. Always happy to
see. Have you done any shorts?
I have done a couple shorts. I have some animations as well. And yeah, and nothing on HBO Max. I've never.
No, no. So, but like, have you had the process of doing a short or like.
Yeah.
You know,
like, I've done a few.
It was hard like doing it. I mean, even like it's 7 minutes that you watch it and you're like, but it took a long time to come up with the idea, then to find the people to actually, you know, the to shoot it and the people and the place and the. And then finally we had it, and the editing, the post-production. Man,
it takes forever
to edit
something.
It's crazy. Like, that's why it's like, imagine like doing like an actual full feature film.
Yeah, no wonder it takes
so long forever. But I was like, so I learned a lot on doing, learned a lot of what not to do as well.
Right.
You know, of like even like, because I directed it too, and like, just a lot of shit that I was like, man, I should have done that. I should have done this. I should have done that.
The little tricks you learn. But yeah, I mean, I can't fault it, man. I think it was great.
Thank you, man.
Even the kid, toddler, baby. I don't know what to call them. I don't have
my nephew. Kids.
But yes, your nephew. Your nephew even crushes it with some reactions. Yeah,
which was even working with that, like how to work with a baby.
He knows what he's doing.
Like, because we had to do like, hey, do this, like record it, like, and then start editing and find, because you have to record a lot and then find like, okay, this one fits for this. Yeah. This one fits for that. Because obviously he's a baby. You're not telling him. He doesn't know what lines mean.
Or so we think. I don't know. Some of that, it seemed like some pretty intuitive acting. So, great. What a lovely little family you've got to help you out. You know?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to be able to do it. And it's a family affair.
Yeah. And and speaking of family affairs, I hear word that Mama's coming to town.
She is, and she's coming today, and she missed her flight. Yes, she missed her flight. She's been doing a connection in Miami, and she missed her flight because she fell asleep on the terminal. You know, like
what time was this flight at? Like
it was in that 3 p.m. Like
wow, has your mom got like narcolepsy?
No, I think I guess she drank or something. I don't know, like. What's funny is
at a time of, like just at it's a there's a pandemic, so if you're flying, it's stressful.
You're
anyway.
Stressful.
How laid back is your mom that even at peak
at
stress
height,
in society, your mom is in Florida. She's
in
Miami
Florida,
airport.
Which is like bad.
It's the place to fall asleep. Holy cow,
and
Mama Ramos.
And we were talking because me and my sister were talking back and forth. Did you make it to the? You know, because she stayed over one night. She's like, "Did you make it to the hotel? To the hotel? Fine." Yeah, she woke up. Okay, cool. You made it to the. She checked in. She was great. 2 hours, 3 hours before the flight, and then she goes. Apparently she goes to the gate. You know, and like obviously they change the gates because they always change the gates. You know.
Yeah.
And obviously she fell asleep. I mean, and but what's funny is that she sends us a voice message, and she's like, "I missed the flight." Like. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, they changed it from Terminal D to A. No, she is from D,
36 to 34 or something.
Yeah, gates. You know, and she's like, I didn't make it. I was like, you fell asleep. I was like, because obviously, like, if you're awake, you should know, like, well, it's 30 minutes before flight.
Although
nobody's coming in, I should ask.
Yeah, you know? It has happened to me though. Me and a girlfriend, we didn't fall. We didn't fall asleep. We were watching, we were about maybe 50 yards from the boarding gate, and we had a stewardess or whatever, like, lecture us, because we couldn't sit, so I was with a girlfriend at the time, we're flying to Hawaii, we couldn't sit close enough to the gate, so we're about 50 yards away, and we could see.
Why couldn't you
sit close? Because it was all, everybody was taken up, right? It's like 6 a.m., and it's busy, and
you're
so we're watching,
Hawaii?
And we were going to Hawaii, and... Literally, we're watching people go on, and like a snappy steward, where we'll tell you, we'll make an announcement, and we were listening, and there was never any announcements, and so I just sat there, and girlfriend leaning on my shoulder, and I literally watched them, and I remember thinking, well, this isn't our flight, obviously, if we've been told, like, wait for the announcement, and I just mean, maybe it was 6 a.m, so some employees cut corners or whatever. I go, I announced it. There was no announcement or anything. Yeah. And then we walked up and she was closing the gate. We go, no, that's us. She's like, it's
so you late. Were on the thing and you saw people go in.
We were checked in. We literally watched people go on, but we assumed that it wasn't our flight because we were told. We were told, no, you're not yet. You hold on. We'll make an announcement. So that was a hassle.
So what happened? Did you?
We had to get rescheduled. I think we managed to. Get on our next flight.
Was your girlfriend mad at that point?
She luckily, I don't remember her being mad. I remember both of us feeling like we're idiots. It's a good thing that there's not a specific somebody, because we both watched this happen right in front of us, and we both thought, well, we're fine because we haven't been told. Yeah.
That's good.
And then just out of curiosity, we're like, let's check and make sure. And then, so we didn't blame each other. I've been in those circumstances though too. When you
flying is fucking. I mean, it's like especially like when you, I mean, like the whole connection thing. It's just sometimes it's just very fucking annoying because it's like like some airports are so. I mean, they go from like terminal A to terminal E. It's like it's literally like 2 miles. You have to walk and through all the. I mean, I'm like, and you got 30 minutes. So you're like home alone in that shit.
Especially in these travel hubs are a new thing to me anyway in America because I lived in London, so London is a travel. London. So usually, I think if I went to Heathrow or Stansted or whatever, only had, you know, sometimes when you fly to Europe, you have to transfer maybe in Holland or something. But for the most part, I guess you're at a travel hub. Every flight in Europe is just a it's a puddle jumper.
Yeah,
basically, you know, Edinburgh 50 minutes. Yeah. So that's always good. But yes, these travel hubs, like I wasn't ready for like Atlanta. Atlanta's the one that pops into my head. I don't know if other ones are like that, but
there's Dallas. There's Charlotte. I fly a lot of American Chicago.
All right, so you got tons of them, and then Chicago is like two airports.
Minnesota.
But basically, if you have 45 minutes and more than one airline, like if it's then bad news, man.
Yeah.
Like bad news. I want an hour so I can at least just relax.
I do an hour and a half. I go. I walk. I go to the. You know, are you an Admirals Club guy?
No, I don't. I'm not a frequent flyer.
You're not?
Junkie. No, I. You know
but
what?
You fly a lot as a.
Fly a lot, but I just take whatever. But also, I fly to Canada, and it doesn't work as much for Canada because, for my Canadian flights, because WestJet and the Canadian ones, they're not affiliated with Delta or. So I'm like, so I just made the decision a long time ago. I'm not gonna buy into a loyalty program. I'm just gonna. Take whichever
I do, and I like it. I like having that loyalty. Yeah. I like having my status.
Have a shower there or something.
Yeah. If I want to, there's showers. Right. I like going to the Admiral. I mean, because I realize it's like, look, you don't spend. It's like we travel a lot, so it's like the morning. There's like, it's like if you don't like the money that I spend on paying for this Admiral Club or the card, you know, the whatever. It's the same amount of money that you spend buying every time you go into the airport, the Starbucks or the whatever. But you go to the Admiral's Club, everything's there included. It's free.
Yeah.
So you get the coffee, you get the stuff, and you eat there. See, and you can chill there, and you can, you know, you don't have to be with everybody, with the people and whatever.
Yeah, see, I get it. I don't buy into it. I consider an airport journey, I consider it a war of attrition.
No.
I keep my head down.
My thing is, like, if I'm flying a lot...
I get in there. No. I hunker down on a seat somewhere. I mind my own business. No. I just sit there and I wait.
And that's another thing, too. I can choose my own seat. So I choose always the
recliner.
exit ones where I can stretch. And I like having that choice. I like going in early, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to... I like having... I mean, my thing is, like, if I'm going to fly a lot, I have to make it as easy as possible. For me to not, you know, because it's already annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not flying privately. We're not flying first class. Nobody's getting us picked up, you know, after the rental car bullshit, you know, a lot.
So are you an aisle seat or a window seat then?
No, yeah. I like aisle seat now more. I used to like window seat, but now I like, because aisle seat, I can always get up and move. I don't have to be like, excuse me. Like,
see, that's, so I take window and I just lean against the window and I just mind my own business and I don't even.
Yeah, but if it's a long flight, you can't just mind your own business for, you know, and sometimes, and we live in LA, so every time it's a long flight.
If it's a long flight, there's usually enough space to get out, maybe sometimes.
Yeah, but you still gotta be like, excuse me, and like, yeah, fuck it. I like just being able
to get up whenever I want. Because I don't get up and I don't line up with everybody else either. I sit in the chair. I wait for everybody to go on, and I just sit. I enjoy my time in the chair. I don't know.
What do you mean? Like you let everybody out?
I let everybody on. And I let everybody out.
Oh, you weren't going first?
I don't.
Oh, no,
I can't stand it.
No, because a lot of it is like my carry-on. I got to have my space of my carry-on. If you wait, you get there. Sit in the back. Fuck, no.
See?
No.
See, I also...
You don't have carry-on?
I travel so minimal, especially if it's a two-day.
So
if
what do
if
you
we're
do?
Working, if we're working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I have one bag.
So yeah, a carry-on.
No, it's like it fits under my legs.
Ah, but you're not. That's what boom. It's like homeless travel.
No, it's called efficient. It's efficient travel.
What is?
I'm on. I'm off. I'm out of the airport.
But then what do you put? You have underwear? You bring underwear?
Yeah, socks, underwear.
And then what about your jeans?
How many socks and underwear do you have that you need?
I mean,
a huge carry on.
If I'm doing 3 days, I'm bringing 4 just in case.
That's me too.
You know, yeah. 4 of each. Then I have to have like 2 or 3 shirts.
Yep, me too.
One jean, maybe 2, maybe 1 or whatever.
Me too.
Other stuff. I mean, that's a lot of shit. And then maybe like
that is still only that much.
Nah, not for me. Yeah. And then I also have to bring my other stuff, my for the hair.
Right. Okay. Yeah. How much shit for your hair do you got? That see, it's
another whole bag. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Deodorant, toothbrush.
I've done that when it's one night, as I've done that when it's like, I'm just going to bring one thing, like one little bag. And that's cool because I don't have to worry about that.
Well, see,
but if it's more than one day, I need to bring the carry on.
I think we just have a cutoff difference because I started with one night and going, oh good, I'm only doing a one nighter so I can pack less.
Like that.
But then, but then after a couple one nighters, I started going, you know what? I could do this for 2 days. I can do it. So it stayed like that size.
No, yeah, no, I know. But if it's longer
great,
than
I just,
that, yeah.
I just get in there, I wedge it under my seat and sit there comfortably.
But also,
reach
I don't like putting stuff under my, then I can't stretch my feet.
Oh, I don't put it under the front. I put it under.
No,
like,
that you
like,
can't do
like,
that. That's
like
not
under
that's,
my ass.
That's not yours. That's not yours.
You go ahead and bust me.
No. Like that's the other person.
No. There's a metal bar there. You can't put it back under your seat. I just tuck it, bam, right in there under the seat, under my legs. See the way my legs are out right now? Yeah, yeah.
No, that's great. But that...
I'm a very efficient traveler.
No.
Very
efficient, man. No.
Yeah, on and off, fresh.
I like
got enough deodorant to go. I don't need to.
No, I mean, I
don't
understand
stand there with everybody and.
No, yeah, that's annoying. I mean, but it's like sometimes, I mean, I learned to be like, well, you gotta, because sometimes you gotta bring some stuff, you're like, fuck, I forgot, and then you gotta buy it. And
yeah.
I'm like, man, I have this in my house. Why didn't I bring it?
I tell you what, because this evolved out of, because I used to sell t-shirts on the road.
Oh,
so
yeah, the merch,
was,
yeah, that's annoying.
So the merch was, so that was that phase of
which is,
like,
that's very annoying, because you're bringing, you have to
that.
Bring a whole, like,
you have to bring
another
on.
Different suitcase for that.
Yeah, it's basically, it's almost not a carry-on.
No, you have to check
want.
It in.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, that
and
I've done
another,
sometimes.
And it's $25, too.
No,
so
you see,
so
I have
like,
status, so it's free.
Yeah, see, look. That's.
But that's another thing, too. I've done the check-in, where I just check in everything. And that's also fun, too, because... You know, like if you're not in a rush, you check it and then you don't have to worry about finding space on the plane. You don't have to.
Right.
Because that's another
but
thing.
But then
too,
you have to wait at the other end, though. For
yeah,
it to
but
come
but
off.
But it's not that. I mean, usually it's not
see,
that
it's very
far.
Hard to.
You got to like, find, yeah. At the end of the day, it's like find whatever works for you. You know what I mean?
I think I have done
it's
a
like
survey
a
before on Twitter of like, I've done a little survey of like, When the flight is boarding, do you guys get up and queue up with everybody to get on your flight, or do you just sit there? Because I feel like
I am if I'm going because I have status, so like I'm gonna go.
So
one
you
of
get
the
on
first
early,
yeah. Like
yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Are you boarding one? You're like the first.
People I'm like in American. No, one is first class.
Okay.
Then is the two is what someone that I never see anybody, and then three. I'm three. I'm zone three. So
right.
It's I mean there's people that's like zone. Sometimes people are like zone 9. I was like, what the fuck? Like zone
that's
9
probably
is
what
like,
I do.
Yeah.
I do zone. Give me whatever is off the charts.
No, I don't like
so
that.
So that you don't talk to me, just leave me alone. I just have my headphones on and I just I don't want to cuz
zone 9 is like might as well take a bus.
I can't get into that. But I can't get in. Like, even pre-board, like, I'm never I'm not jealous. See, that this is the thing. I remember back in the day learning about, when I was in college, I learned about aesthetic perception, you know, like what people value and stuff, and like how they perceive the value of something. And I think I learned early on that I have a very low aesthetic perception because I don't see value in some of these things that people love. Like when they go, oh, I have status and I get on first.
No, but I
because
like
this. I literally, when I get on a plane and I'm walking past those first class people, even then I walk past and I go, wow, you guys have been sitting here for like 50 minutes. Must drive. Like, to me, that's
it's the same. But you're already set up. They already give you drinks. You're set up. You're ready to go. I don't want to bother you. Not this whole one. I'm like, I'm coming late. Yeah, I'm like, excuse me, you know.
Yeah, see, maybe it's a restlessness thing, though, because I it would drive me nuts to be in that. Even if you think that, you know, you get your free orange juice or whatever, I don't want to be sitting there for 50 minutes. And then you have to watch everyone walk
But it's
past.
The same thing. You're
and
sitting I'm, outside.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Comfortably and relaxed. And I get to break
comfortably,
it
comfortably. Those chairs suck.
But yeah, see, but I have a tiny bag. So I sit my tiny bag there. I'm like, I think I've crushed it. I've totally figured out how to do this.
Nah. I mean, everybody has their own system. I mean,
yeah. Like well,
I
that's said, it too. I
it's think whatever works for everybody.
We end up traveling so much.
I like the system. Yeah, because it's hard when I had a buddy when I went to Vancouver for the zoo animals with my Steve. And yeah, he was like, I was like, well, we got to go to the airport. And he's like, and he wanted to go there like an hour before. I was like, what? No, we got to get there early. I got to get set up. And he's like, why? And he was like, the guy's like, literally wants just to get there when the plane's about to. And I'm like, nah, I need to be there early. I need to have my, I don't like the whole just roll like
yeah,
like
I don't enjoy that either. Yeah.
Then I have the wrong, I'm going to lose the flight. I don't like that.
Yeah. One thing goes wrong.
Yeah. You're fucked.
And you're screwed. Yeah. I always plan a couple hours in advance. And
yeah. I don't mind sitting and waiting. Again, I'll go to the.
I think that's it too. I think the advent of the mobile phone
has changed. You can work.
And that's why I'm saying is, yeah. So in some ways I don't need that status where, because a lot of times, say my flight's in the morning, I get to the airport, but I can literally sit there and whatever, then get my emails done and get that. But I get that you have a lounge or whatever that's
the
more
lounge
comfortable,
because it's more,
but I've just never.
But the lounge also, again, it's also because you have the included food and also like sometimes I get, you
get
a
chance.
Do you
get it in all of them though? Because I've been in, because sometimes they give me the lounge or whatever and I go in and then I feel that it's really lackluster because there's some bad
some,
ones.
Well,
there's
it depends
really,
on the, it depends
like,
on the airports.
Oh, really people are
if
paying
airport,
extra for this?
If the airports are like the big airports, yeah, they are the good lounges. And sometimes I've got into the ones that are like the first class lounge.
Yeah.
And those are like, then they got like every kind of alcohol you got. They got every food. You got fucking prosciutto and you know, shit like that. That's like,
because I did treat myself one time, like the one time I was in Germany, and I had a landing at 2 a.m., leaving at 10 a.m. kind of thing. And I do remember I bought one of those little whatever passes for the lounge and stuff, and it had a shower.
Yeah.
And I had a shower and a nap and some food and
it
stuff
makes
in this
it
thing.
Worth
and I remember that, but overall, but I think it was still like. What, it's still quite expensive, but maybe that's it. Maybe I still channel the like how you used to have to rough it to work the circuit, especially when you're a newer.
Well,
comic.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
And I still keep a little piece of that with, like, I've slept in bus stops and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
no, I don't want to do any of that.
Aesthetic perception, baby. Oh, I loved it. I got really romantic about it.
Oh, I don't like that. I want to get to a point where like somebody's getting picked me up. I don't have to deal with anything. Like, hey, go to the nice hotel. Yeah. I don't. I. And that's the thing. Ever since I started comedy, I was like, "Yeah, I don't like the. Ooh, I'm on the road by myself in a rental car now.
Right.
I like. Oh, I want somebody to drive me.
Oh, I've definitely got tired. I've definitely got tired of it. But
it's tiring. You know. It's I mean, it's fun because you're doing it, but it's also like it's not glamorous. You know.
No, it's not glamorous, and there's a lot of low rent hotels.
Yeah,
but that's just it. I find myself I don't really feel any complaint. I've seen people complain about things that I just feel is an endurance. Because like last summer, I did a show in Bristol in England, and the next day I had to be in Leeds, and that's like a 4.5 to 6 hour drive depending on the traffic and stuff like that. And the guy who promoted me in Bristol didn't realize that there was a Glastonbury, the Glastonbury Festival was on, and all the hotels were gone.
Uh-huh.
And he literally, he was like shrugging his shoulders after the show, going, so "I don't have anywhere for you to stay." So I drove to Leeds, and I got to the hotel, but I wasn't allowed to check in until like 10 in the morning or 11 in the morning. But so I was a bit annoyed, but I had driven all this way now, and so now it's like 4 in the morning or whatever, and I literally slept in their lobby until they were offended enough to go, should we just get this guy in his room? So yeah, so that's the move I pull. I'll show up to your hotel at 4 in the morning. Oh, the room's not ready? Oh, I'll just sleep here with my, comfortably, and I won't offend any of your hotel guests at all.
Yeah, I do have to say before we leave is like that, I think it's like, the flight, I mean, if you've flown business class or first class, like it does make a difference when they're like long flights. Like the one that I took that I was like, oh, like it made such a huge difference. I was flying from New York to LA and it was like, all in a business class, and you get there and like the ones you lay down and like gives you the food.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was like, I actually rested. Like I woke up and I was like, it was like I had the thing, you know, because you and then you start feel don't you get a little more like you're like a royalty, like right?
I mean there are see, this is still kind of new, a little bit new to me, like to the, because long haul in America, like coast to coast in America, there are some rough planes every now and then, and I'm not ready for that because long haul, like say to Australia or stuff from Britain. Even the, working class economy, seats, whatever, they're even nice. They're even great. So maybe that's just it. Maybe I haven't
here are
gotten
really bad.
Used to
here are really
how
bad.
Shitty they
yeah,
can
yeah.
be.
Here are America. Really bad if you don't get, especially if you're flying that from LA to New York and you get like the economy seat. That's like, man, that's like.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, I do it because I don't have money. And sometimes when I get the miles, I get the
Feel free to lecture me about it in the comments. Let us know who you agree with.
Yeah, what do you expect? Which
because
your thing.
I would love to know if there's other people who are like, yeah, man, just soldier through and just get there.
Or if
there,
they give us good tips about traveling as well.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
what's a good
too.
One to do? Like, because I think I found that, like, yeah, like the Admiral's Club. And also you can get so much coffee and you can bring shit from there that you can take to the plane. So it's like.
Oh, you can load
you're
up on snacks.
You're saving money.
You're saving money by spending all that money.
By spending all that money, but no.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. Check out Zoo Animals. Check out Francisco. It's so much fun.
HBO Max. Just put Zoo Animals, and also follow us on all the social media
stuff.
Yeah, follow us and write our comments and subscribe in the YouTube channel.
Yeah, man.